What is anime boy listeners? I'm your host, Jake. I'm very excited for our first official episode of this podcast. In this episode, we're going to be breaking down season one, episode one of Demon Slayer, one of my personal favorite animes. We're starting with a bang. I'm not really sure how I want to break this down, if I'm going to like watch the whole thing and then say my thoughts about it. I'm going to watch like 30 seconds at a time and just speak my mind about it a little bit. So, I don't know. This is going to be our intro. I'm going to think about it a little bit and just see what the best option is going to be to make this episode efficient. Get you guys in and out in a bit, but leave you with some good information and knowledge. And, you know, so yeah, we're going to take a quick pause and be right back. All right, guys, we're back. I decided I'm just going to watch the episode and take notes. So that's what I did. We're going to start by breaking it down. I'm just going to break down scene by scene to give my opinions, and we'll see how this goes. So yeah, the episode opens on Tanjiro panically carrying his sister named Nezuko on his back, promising that he will save her through the mountains. It's cold, it's snowy, we're not really sure what's going on here. The sister looks like she's been hurt, and he's very distressed, so we know something's bad, so it's a little bit of like, what's going to happen next. So the scene then cuts to earlier with Tanjiro about to set out. Tanjiro is the main character, by the way, to sell some charcoal so he can buy foods for his family to celebrate. He lives with his mom and younger siblings. He has like four or five. He has five younger siblings. So he decides to head out. We can clearly see that his siblings love him a lot and he loves them a lot. They're sad that he's leaving, but they let him go. So he makes it to the village while he's selling his charcoal. We can see another thing about this main character is he has a keen sense of smell, and he uses it to stop the fight between a shop owner and a customer. The shop owner thought the customer broke a plate. Tanjiro gives the plate a little sniff, and you can see that a cat broke it because it got like cat scents all over it. So then, out of nowhere, it gets really late. Tanjiro's like, shoot, I gotta head home. It's been a long day of slinging the charcoal. But on his way up to the mountain where he lives, an old man stops him, says, hey, it's too dangerous to go to the mountains at night. You got to stay with me. I'm a friend of yours, kind of. I don't know, really, but they're close enough where you can stay with him. But, you know, he protects him. He looks out for him. So he stays with him the night, and he's like, why do I have to stay with you? And then the old man starts telling him tales of, like, demons and demon slayers and all this crazy stuff about demons. He's like, all right, whatever, a little wise tale. I'm going to head home. So the next day, he starts heading home, and on his way up the mountain, he picks up an awful scent of murder and evil, and he gets really scared, and he heads back. He rushes home to sadly see that his family has been slaughtered. He doesn't know by what yet. He's freaking out, but he sees that his sister is the oldest sibling, aside from him. Nezuko is still alive. So he's like, oh shoot, I gotta get her out of here. I gotta get her out of the cold off this crazy mountain. Get her to a doctor in the village. It's gonna be okay. And then the scene from the beginning kind of connects. It comes full circle. It shows the same kind of theme of him rushing down the mountain with the sister from the beginning. Panicked. She's bloodied up. She's gotta go. Alright, I know where we see Nezuko. She starts growling. Something's weird. She's got fangs now. And he startles Tanjiro. He kind of slips off the little ledge and falls about 20 feet into some snow. He's like, oh, that was weird. What the heck? Where'd she go? Out of nowhere, she's off into the distance, looking menacing, and charges him. So at this point, he kind of realized she's a demon now. I don't know what happened. Maybe she's always been a demon. She just turned into one, or maybe she got bitten by one. She got some demon blood in her bloodstream, but it's about to go down. So he's like, oh crap, she's a demon. I don't know what to do. So the Nezuko charges him. He's fighting. He's all sad. He's giving a little monologue. He's like, I need to save her. She's my only family I have left. This can't be it. I know she didn't do this. She's the sweetest girl. She wouldn't hurt a fly. Then he kind of realized that he remembered another scent there. There was another scent besides his family's. So he knows right there that she didn't do this. She's innocent. And then right as he realizes that, he sees that Nezuko is sad. She starts crying. She hasn't spoken yet. She hasn't shown a lot of emotion yet, but she's crying. She's distressed. She's sad. Out of nowhere, a little demon slayer starts marching up. He's running through the mountains. He does a big, epic slash now. I gotta say, this is the kind of the first fight scene we see. It's hardly a fight scene, but the animation is just perfect. It's killer. I wish I could show you guys it, but this show by far has the best animation I've ever seen in an anime. You know, it's just as simple. It's a shonen anime. It's simple. We've seen it done before. It's as simple as bread and butter, but it's just, it takes it out of the park with these incredible animations, fight scenes, the perfect blend of amazing artwork, CGI. I don't even know what they're doing. They're on another level, but they killed it. So yeah, he jumps in. He's like, I'm going to save this kid. He's being attacked. He does a big epic slash, but Tanjiro sees what's happening. He pushes Nezuko and rolls out of the way to save her. Tanjiro explains what's happening to the Demon Slayer. He's like, look it, she didn't hurt anyone. Please spare her. She's a good person. And he snatches her. He's like, I'm a Demon Slayer. She needs to be put down. I've seen this a million times before. Sibling turns into a demon. Other sibling is sad and tries to protect her. Sibling gets eaten. I'm not going to allow this to happen. On my word, watch, she needs to be put down. So they're arguing. They're going back and forth about why she needs to die, whatnot. Tanjiro begs him to stop. He will find a way to turn her back into a human with, like, he's going to do it. He's going to figure it out, whatever it takes. The Demon Slayer does start to feel bad for him, but there's nothing he can do. This is his job. He's sworn to save people from demons. So Tanjiro sees that. He, like, he feels for me, but he's going to do what he's got to do. So I'm going to take him out live. He throws rocks at him. He turns the corner. He's got his hatchet in hand. He starts rushing at him. But out of nowhere, the Demon Slayer, he's just on another level. Clocks him in the head with the back of his sword. And he's out cold. But he's like, wait, where's his hatchet? I saw it. He had a hatchet. Out of nowhere, the hatchet comes flying through the sky and almost hits him in the head. But he dodges it last minute, and he's shocked. He's like, wow, this kid, he's not a normal kid. He's got something going on. He earlier demonstrated how he could smell another demon present, so it's like he's got a crazy sense of smell. He's got some battle instincts. This kid might have what it takes. So he's still holding the sister. No. What happens is he's like, still, I knocked him out. I gotta take care of this. But the sister sees what's going on. She's like, oh no, he knocked out my brother. She jumps over, protects him. And then he realized, okay, maybe she is different. Maybe this kid is something. Maybe this will work out. So that's when he waits for him to wake up and decides he's going to help him. He decides to send him to an old man named Sakonji Yurikodaki. I don't know how to say these words. I just listen to them. These names are nuts. He says he lives on Mount Singiri. Tell him Kyo sent you and he'll take care of you. So he says thank you and they're on their way. And he decides to go home, to bury his family, say a prayer that they'll be good. And they head out. They head to the mountain and that's where the episode ends. It was a phenomenal episode. I remember when I first saw it, I was instantly hooked. I watched all episodes immediately. I told my other friend who loves anime about it. I'm like, this is next level, best anime by far. And we've been hooked ever since. We're waiting for the movie to come out. We're all really excited. So I hope you guys enjoyed this podcast. I'm sorry if it wasn't incredible, but it's my first podcast. It's my first time doing this format of trying to explain and show. So I'm doing my best. So I hope you guys will stick with me. I'm sure the podcast will get better as we go along. But yeah, thank you all for listening. Until next week.